You said that I wouldn't be able to keep up this pace of telling you all of the crazy, annoying things that happened with my family. You said, no, that will never happen when they move to GR. Mm-hmm. It won't be the case. You will not be in your little safe bubble. You won't be able to say things because they will hear about them. Wait, and their friends will tell them.
And?
I just got a text. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah.
This is a text that a wife sends a husband.
Okay.
Hey, can you bring home a plunger and some toilet paper? Question mark. What the heck are they doing at the new house where they need a plunger and toilet paper?
What do you think?
They're pooping.
Yes.
And ruining toilets. Day one. Seriously.
It's not day one. They were there Saturday,
Sunday,
five. Monday. Yeah.
Okay, so day five, already they're texting for a plunger and for toilet paper.
Did you not have toilet paper there this weekend?
We have a scant amount of toilet paper.
Somebody stuffed a lot of toilet paper in the toilet, I'm guessing.
Hopefully.
Does she realize you're not going to be home for a few hours?
Yes. Yes, she knows when I'm coming home. But it's
when you close the bathroom door and you just don't go back in
there for a
while.
Well, probably because the movers are coming. You know, so what if the movers have to have a movement? Now they can't. They're out. Right? Isn't that movers have movements?
So
that's the text that I just got. Can you bring home a plunger and some toilet paper? Ridiculous. What?
Okay. In one week, your life has changed so much.
No kidding. So last Thursday they came. So last Wednesday, no one was texting me to bring plungers and toilet paper home. I rarely use toilet paper because, you know, I'm kind of a free guy.
Okay.
So I just kind of hang.
Really?
Also, speaking of.
I just kind of hang.
Speaking of toilet paper, serious question for the two of you because this is something brand new to me. I saw it at a TV commercial. What's with the wet wipes for your butt? Is that something that works?
I have no idea.
Yes.
They work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Work for babies. Why wouldn't they work for adults?
In the commercial, it's two women. It's two sisters. And the one sister says, where are your wet wipes for the butt? And she's like, we don't have those. She's like, you don't have wet wipes for your butt?
But some of them you cannot flush. I believe they make them now that you can flush.
No, flush them. Somebody left some chocolate on this napkin.
That's disgusting.
That's not chocolate.
Oh, my goodness.
So you just have a garbage can filled with your wet, discarded wipes?
I believe.
Hold on.
I believe.
Who invented that?
I believe that the original ones, that like the Huggies ones and stuff that were for actual babies, no, you couldn't flush them. So I think that they have since realize the error of their ways, and they now that they're being marketed
for adults.
Your house
stinks. Well, yeah, I don't flush it when I wipe; it just sits there in the garbage. It's right there. I'm sorry that I'm not allowed to flush. It says I can't flush them, so I don't. I just leave them. If only there was something invented that I could flush. Oh, wait, there is. Toilet paper. That goes down just fine.
Curtis, I'm telling you, people love those baby wipes. Adults love those baby wipes.
I have never made that much of a mess where I've needed a wet wipe to help clean it up.
Right? Honestly, some people do. I used to work at a grocery store, and that was not a fun time cleaning the bathroom once in a while. I mean, it was never fun ever, but once in a while it was particularly bad. And you would just wonder, how does one get it on the wall, on the floor? How does it happen?
But a wet wipe isn't going to help that.
I'm not talking about the toilet and the wall, because I have messed up some toilets. I'm talking about on my person, where I don't need the wet wipe. I don't need a towel. I don't need terry cloth. That paper works just fine, right?
Curtis, I'm telling you.
And the fact that you can't flush it makes it even worse.
because
then it smells like aloe vera and poo. Like, that's not a good smell.
Like I said, I think they make them now so you can flush them.
Well, this commercial, the sister could not believe that her other sister wasn't using them. Like, well, how does your butt get wiped? Well, I use toilet paper like America. That's what the sister asked her. Well, what do you use?
No, I'm telling you, some people use them.
And then she said, you'll love it.
Okay, if you use the like wet nap baby wipe things, if you use those, you need to call Curtis and explain to him why you use them at 7708-957.
Why do you think they use them? So soothing.
It is soothing.
You've used them? Hold on. Wait. Okay. What's going on in your life where you say...
It was several years ago. Let's just leave it at that.
You had some issues?
I may have had a stomach ache.
What? You have... What? This is, I am, what are you talking about?
I mean,
okay.
Several years ago.
Several years ago, you had a stomach ache and you used a wet wipe on your butt.
I did.
And then you didn't flush it.
No, could you?
You just set it there in the garbage, in the wastebasket.
I had to.
You left it in the wastebasket.
Yes, what was I supposed to do? I didn't want to stab up my toilet and have to have the dude come in and.
You like, would rather a guest come to your house and like pretend that they don't smell the poo emanating from your bathroom?
Hi, Ellie.
Ellie, do you use these wet wipes?
Hi. I think what they are marketing for is sometimes for women for the feminine issue during that time of the month, so they feel a little cleaner.
Ha!
Oh, for the front.
For
well, the middle.
The middle. Okay, for the middle.
For the front.
Okay, for the middle. Well, that makes more sense.
You are such a guy.
I don't have a sister to talk about this stuff with, but these two in the commercial were like...
You have a whole house full of women.
Yes.
Now, so you should know this.
Ellie, he does have a sister.
I do have a sister, but we don't ever talk about what she uses to wipe.
No, you just bring it up on the radio.
Because I have questions, okay? I watched this commercial over the weekend,
Ellie,
and I was like, here are two sisters talking about, but it's for the middle.
It's for whatever you want it for. It's very refreshing.
What are you
talking about?
It is. It's Amanda.
Alan knows.
Alan, do you use these wet wipes?
Yes, I did, and they clogged my toilet. I had to call a plumber. They said that none of those paper or things are flushable.
Ha! See? You gotta throw them in the garbage.
Right, but then you have poo in your garbage.
Well, Curtis, don't be so dramatic.
I'm not being dramatic. I'm not. Alan, so... I mean, your initial thought was to flush them, right? Because you don't want that in your garbage can.
Right.
How soothing was it, though?
Nice and soothing.
See?
It was nice and soothing.
I told you, it's very soothing.
I would think
Thank you, Alan.
I would think it would burn a little bit. Like, have you ever used, like, your wife's crazy shampoo, and you use that as, like, a body wash, and then it gets to certain parts, and you're like, ooh, that's a bit of a burn.
No.
I would think that there's the same bit of a burn with a wipe like this.
Oh, gosh. Why? This is the second stupid conversation we've had this hour.
I see things. I ask questions.
Hi, Christy.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
Christy, do you use these things?
I don't, but I bought them for my kids because I didn't want to have undies with the little streaks in them.
Okay.
So,
okay.
See?
But
and they work.
Wash, I wanted clean underwear going in and coming out, so I bought them for my kids and told them to use them when they pooed in the potty.
Okay, and did it work?
Yes, but... Uh-huh. We also had to have a plumber come out to the house because not all flushable wipes are really flushable.
Yeah, you really shouldn't flush them because they're so thick.
No.
They're even called flushable wipes.
But they're not. They shouldn't be flushed, as we were told by the plumber who cleaned out. And I feel bad for the guy doing that job.
No kidding.
So now you have a garbage bin filled with...
You could probably have a little special garbage can that has a liner in it.
A little special one.
No, now they just use toilet paper, and I tell them, just clean it up. Good.
Just do a better job.
No more wipes.
Oh, my gosh.
So they ruin toilets is what they do.
Yeah.
But Connie swears by them. She says it's so soothing.
I can imagine if for those flu-type issues that it would be more soothing.
Here's my question, Christy, because if I bought them, quote-unquote, for my kids, I'm trying it at least once.
Absolutely.
You tell me you didn't try it once?
No, I didn't, because I didn't want to have a wet butt.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it air dries in like 2 seconds.
Okay.
just telling you. It did. I'm just telling you.
I believe you.
Thank you.
I believe her as well.
Curtis does never believe.
You use wet wipes when they're babies. You don't use toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
So it just made sense to keep.
Yeah, just keep using them. I mean, I get it. I mean, yeah, I've had kids. We've definitely used the wet wipes. I just, these sisters in this commercial, the one was, could not believe that her sister was using toilet paper.
I haven't seen the ad. I'm going to have to watch for it.
I'm going to have to watch for it, too.
Where are your butt wipes? And she's like, no, we have this roll right here. Look, there are bears on it.
Thanks, Christy.
Okay, so Connie says it's super soothing. I've never tried it.
Hi, Elaine.
Hello.
Hi.
Elaine, what do you think about these wipes? You using them?
I don't. I have them for my kids.
Okay. How old are your kids?
He's a teenage boy.
Okay. I mean, no, not that I'm laughing or mocking at all. Oh, okay.
So have you tried them on? Have you tried them for yourself, Elaine?
I have when I've been ill.
Yes. See, that's what I said.
They're very nice. I do have to admit they're very nice, and there's a big difference between the flushable adult wipes and baby wipes. Like baby wipes, you have to throw in the trash, and then you have a nasty little
odor.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. The other ones you actually can flush, but they have to be like adult Cottonelle or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, they
flushable white.
Well, it sounds like that's what the last caller had, and the plumber still had to come out. Like they weren't really flushable. That was Christy.
Yeah, I think I would err on the side of caution. Okay, probably.
So your teenage son, he loves them. You've never seen him happier.
He gets very put out when they're not. When we don't have any?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Okay, so then...
Because you get used to them because they are very soothing, Curtis.
Yes, they are.
But they are.
So are they like aloe? I mean, is...
No.
How is it soothing? Well, is it wet?
Maybe, yes.
It's like a damp paper towel.
It's like a slightly damp paper towel.
They're just very cool.
Okay.
And they're very soft.
And they're very soft.
Really?
Yeah.
Why aren't we all using these?
See, because you're judgmental. If you just try it.
No, because I don't want to ruin my toilet, A, and I don't want to have a bin of poo, B. Two big reasons keeping me from doing this. Plus, my kids are already, like, they'll play with the entire roll. They'll bring it all down. Imagine they're pulling all the wipes, and they're, like, rubbing their face, and they're rubbing the countertop.
Well, they could rub their face. They would be fine. It's not going to hurt
with
them.
With the poo wipes?
No,
not when they have poo on them.
They're in the garbage.
Man. Thank you, Elaine.
Yes, that's perfect.
Hi, Mary Lou.
Mary Lou, do you use these things?
Yeah, for front, middle, and back.
You go front, middle, and back. All It covers everything.
Yeah, and frankly, you know, for like any intimate relations, you know, that comes in very, very handy, and it's much nicer than toilet paper. And frankly, I flush the baby wipes all the time. I won't pay, you know, the double the money for the special ones. Baby wipes work great. And they're they're for sensitive skin.
And you've never had a problem flushing them?
No.
Huh.
I'm not going to lie. She lost me at handy.
What?
Listen, I got to tell you, if you do throw them in the trash, I mean, try emptying your trash more often.
Yeah,
if
no kidding.
Two or three weeks, it's going to smell.
Two or three weeks.
No, it would still smell even after a day, some of the trips that
I
make.
These are very strong. And how much is on
Listen, Curtis, maybe you should cut down on the garlic or something.
Okay. Wait a minute. How much is on mine? You're saying you don't...
That's just too disgusting. We can't get into that conversation, but come on, Curtis.
You don't have quite a bit?
No.
Yeah, you make a few passes.
Mary Lou.
Mary Lou makes a couple passes.
Yeah, you have to.
Thank you. Thank you, finally, for coming to my rescue here.
Thanks,
7708957. We're talking about these wet butt wipes. The commercial came on this week, and it's two sisters. And the one says, wait, what do you use to wipe? And the other one's like, I use toilet paper. Toilet paper? Oh, what are you living in, West Virginia? You have an outhouse? We use wipes.
And then I told Curtis that they were very nice.
Soothing is what
They're very soothing. Brittany, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
See? They are. You should try
okay,
them.
Okay, so Brittany, you use them?
Yes, okay. And I use them on my kids, too.
Mm-hmm.
But the trick is to wipe with the toilet paper once and then use the wipes, and then you don't have the sticky stuff in your garbage can. And if you do your garbage can every day, it doesn't stink.
Wait, so I have to, it's like a supplemental toilet paper then. I still have to use my toilet paper, and then I clean it up one last, like I get a detail.
Yes.
Yeah, but detailing. Instead of using a half a roll of toilet paper, you're going to use, five or six squares,
okay.
And then one wet wipe.
Then, then I call them the big guns.
No.
So, you know, it's like, you know, you're saving trees and being green.
She's right. She's absolutely right. That is
but
the way you do it.
Also, I had friends that used to work in the adult entertainment business.
Okay.
What? Where did you meet these people?
College.
Okay.
Yeah,
of course, college.
Very many years ago, like so many. Hard to remember,
okay. Like they danced or they performed on film?
They danced.
Okay.
Oh, I was thinking film.
I was too.
Okay. Okay, go on.
They danced in their birthday suits.
All right.
And they would use that because toilet paper glows under the white lights.
No, it doesn't. Does it really?
And so does the, like, all the, like, you know, like, Simon is really has all the little pieces that fluff off.
Yeah, we know what you're talking about.
Under the black lights.
Wow.
Nobody wants a lap dance from that.
Make it rain. No, thank you. Go stand in the rain. You need to get cleaned up.
I know you like to frequent those places, so don't be down on the wet wipes.
Yes, okay. Well,
yes, Curtis.
Well, around here, they're all wearing their bikinis anyway. It's like going to a beach, you know?
That's true.
I mean, I'm not seeing any toilet paper.
Oh, man.
That's because they use their wet wipes.
There you
go. Brittany, that is awesome. Hilarious. Thank you, thank you for calling.
Okay, so you use the wet wipe because it won't glow in the black light that you have, you know, that you're performing under. That makes sense to me.
Hi, Diana.
It's a practical use.
Hello.
Hi. Do you use them?
Yes, I do all the time.
You do?
All the time.
Okay, what?
You use them for makeup removal. You use them from, like the lady said, front, middle, back. You name it, you use them.
What happened the first time that made you say, you know what, I need something a little stronger than toilet paper?
Well, actually, it all started with the kids.
Okay.
And the kids one day having trouble. Small little kids. And
all right.
It's like the Charmin commercial that had the little pieces of paper in the back.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like that. I said, you know what? Time to go to something stronger.
Yeah, absolutely.
So one day, I ran out of toilet paper, and that's all I had was baby wipes.
So do you not even buy toilet paper anymore?
Well, no. I do for my husband. But
okay.
The baby wipes.
You don't let your husband use these super soothing best that you've ever felt wipes?
He uses the baby wipes sometimes, too. He does. He uses them sometimes.
After chili?
Curtis!
What?
Why do you always have to be so disgusting?
I'm just asking questions.
Diana, thank you for verifying.
I'm asking Diana some questions.
Okay. Goodbye.
Okay, so these are real things, and they're very soothing.
Here's a man. Adam's a man.
Adam, do you use these things?
Yeah. I've been on two tours, one to Iraq and Afghanistan, and those things come in handy. Let me tell you. The MREs, the meals ready to eat.
Okay.
It's like, think of like the worst night of beer and then the morning after where, you know, you just keep wiping and wiping and wiping and it's not doing any good.
Yeah.
Yeah, use one of those.
Not doing any good?
No.
I get that. You've never had that?
That must be a guy thing.
You've never had one?
Well, because I keep hearing a lot of women calling in, and I know you wanted to try them, and you get the guy's perspective. You know, there's more hair down there and stuff. Oh. I get it. It's bad. I understand. I've been there. So those end up cleaning you up pretty good. A lot better than toilet paper.
You've just derailed the show. I can't breathe right now.
Adam.
I mean,
my gosh.
Coming from a man's perspective.
Oh, yeah.
A little different.
Yes.
It is a little
different. Okay, so is the Army supplying these or whichever branch you're in? Are they supplying the wipes?
I was in the Marine Corps. We didn't have any money, so we'd have to get our own, get them mailed to us and stuff.
Okay.
Aww.
So when we see the operations that send canned food and letters, really
they're sending baby wipes.
Really, you guys just want the baby wipes.
Oh, baby wipes are money. Yeah, especially when you're running low on them, you're just dreading or hoping for the next mail call to come in. We would go, you know, a month and a half without seeing any mail. But I was in a expeditionary unit,
mm-hmm.
So I spent 52 days outside the wire without seeing anybody or using plumbing or anything. So we lived off MREs and
baby wipes.
Those are bad because they're designed to constipate you. So it's like it's not normal.
Wait, hold on. They're designed to constipate you.
Hey, you don't want to have loose.
Yeah. Because
really?
They don't. Yeah. Oh man, it's
you don't want to poop your pants.
Thing. You don't want. Yeah. You got to either dig a hole or use a wag bag and. A wag bag?
I don't even know what that is.
That's a bag you poop in, I'm guessing.
It's a bag, yeah. It's a bag you poop in and you go to the bathroom in. There's some kind of, not chemical, but powder in it that gels up.
Wow.
I don't know, yeah. It's And you're supposed to hang on to it, and then when you get back to base, you
what?
Get rid of it.
Are awesome. You serious?
You hand it to the newbie.
No kidding. Do something with this.
Take care of it. Well, thank you for calling, and thank
you. And thank you for your service,
Adam. Yeah, thank
Adam.
You for spending 52 days outside the wire
no
for us.
No kidding.
No problem.
Thanks, darling. Have a great day. All right, okay. Katie. Katie's our last
Wait,
call about this.
Did we
this.
Get to hear everything that he said on the radio?
No.
Okay, because
Katie did, because Katie was
oh,
sitting
Katie
on
was
hold.
On hold. But if you were listening to the radio, there was some great detail there that was much appreciated.
I had to use the delay, Katie, because some of it was a little graphic.
No problem.
You know.
All right, so you're our last caller here. Do you use these things?
Baby wipes.
Yes, I have used them before. And, I mean, when you're sick and you're going to the bathroom, like, every 20, 25 minutes.
Yes.
The toilet paper is just tearing you up. So you got to do something. Again, like Connie said, just soothe it.
You got to
the other
soothe.
Thing on size. Size is why they're considered flexible. Not
because they're little.
Nothing to do with them actually like biodegrading or any of that stuff.
Okay.
They're still going to be in your septic tank. They're still going to be everywhere, which is why all these people had to call plumbers.
Okay.
It's all the perception is reality kind of.
Okay, so it says flushable because it's small enough to fit
it's
in.
Small
but
enough
if,
to get through the system.
If
without,
you flush 8 or 12,
yeah.
You're screwed.
Exactly. Then it ties it all up and you're in trouble anyway.
Okay.
So.
Now, Curtis, yeah. Are you going to go get some today and then report back tomorrow?
Here's my one concern. Like, you're all saying that you need the soothing when you're sick and you're going all the time. Just dab. You know, a lot of times that's what I'll do. Just a little bit of a dab.
You still want to make sure you got the job done. So you can't always just dab,
okay.
You know?
Amen.
So. Fair enough.
I
may go get them, but
thanks,
like I
Katie.
Said, I'm concerned about the like the medicinal, like the little bit of a burn. I don't know if I'm going to like
they
that.
They don't.
Well, we'll see.
Well, I can tell you. I'm here to
testify. Yeah, well, you say that they're very
they
soothing.
They don't. They are very soothing.
Okay, because sometimes, like, I'll put on that
baby wipes.
That Clairol, and then...
What were you watching when you saw the commercial for baby wipes, one sister asking the other sister about them? Do you remember what you were watching?
It was the NASCAR race.
No, it wasn't.
No, I'm kidding. No, I don't remember.
What?
I don't remember. But, yeah, it's the one sister. She's like, where are your wipes? She's like, we have toilet paper. For toilet paper? What? For the front, back, and middle?
All right.